The program is Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy, the program previously known as 7 Second Delay and Dinner at Andy's. Andy Breckman, welcome back. Pull up to the microphone. You've been gone for 3 months.
Quit screaming.
Yeah, I've been gone. Hold on. How does this work again?
You talk into the red side of the microphone there.
It's great to have me back, isn't it?
It took the words right out of my
mouth. Exactly. Well, yeah. What am I going to do, wait for you to welcome me back? No, you missed me very, very much.
I did.
You didn't even appreciate how much you would miss me until I was gone. It's like some Joni Mitchell song.
It's like you're a mind reader.
Yeah, and you're begging me never, never, never to leave again.
How did things go up there in Montreal with your little TV show?
Well, we'll know. It'll be on the air. Thank you for asking. It'll be on the air in February, and then...
In February?
It's up to the TV gods.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it takes a while to prepare it and edit it and get it ready.
Was CBS happy?
Edit out all my jokes and all my lines. Was CBS happy? We'll find out in February. We'll find out. Everyone seems happy with it. You never know.
It's one of those "I love you, I love you, I love you, you're fired" deals.
I don't know what that means. No, it's probably not like that.
No, not like that at all.
It's like that except for the "I love you" part. But it's show business. It's show business. It's kind of like what we do here, except for the business part, which you've been avoiding for
years. Did you remain the life of the party on set?
People loved me. People really seemed to love me. It's funny how the people that are on my payroll really, really seem to enjoy my company. Do you find that true, Mr. Mayor? On your payroll, they find you very funny?
When I was elected, my jokes became extremely
exactly,
funny.
Exactly, yeah.
I've never experienced that before in life, so it was great.
I really sense people liked me.
Please welcome our guest for the evening, His Honor Mayor James Solomon of Jersey City. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ken and Andy. It's an honor to be at WFMU.
Liar.
The flagship station of Jersey City.
Line number one. It's an honor.
It is the flagship because it is the only ship.
Yes, it's the only ship. It's the only radio station left in Jersey City. When we started here, there were more than us, right, Kenny?
We had three or four, yeah.
We got rid of them. We TP'd their front yard.
little mischief night action.
Yeah, mischief night action. We drove them out. So now we're the best station in Jersey City.
That's right.
And now I am not a resident of Jersey City.
It's okay. No one's perfect.
Are you a resident of Jersey City?
Yes, I am. That is a requirement.
Have you been?
Job.
I'm sure it is. When did you become a resident of Jersey City?
So my wife and I moved to Jersey City a little less than 15 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. How long before? After you moved here, did you say, hey, there's a seat on city council that might
work? Let's go. So my story was I got here in 2013.
Yeah.
2 years later, I got diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
I'm all better.
Okay, good to hear. Well, that's a first. That's a first. The dump button. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I go years without cursing.
I will tell you, I literally asked if I could do this, and they said no, and it just popped in. So I apologize.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Lack of self control.
That's what the dump button is for.
Yeah, but it's for visiting not politicians.
That's right.
We can recap the audience because they didn't hear what we dumped out. But the mayor just said the F word.
Yeah, that's right.
Andy, do you want to give any further context?
No. I guess public decency means nothing to this administration.
Correct.
He basically said he was talking about cancer.
Correct.
And he basically said F that.
Yeah.
He was not talking about the cancer. He was saying F that to following my dreams. To following the plan that mom and dad laid out for me. I'm going to go my own road.
Well,
and that meant city council.
That's true, but mom is a Republican, so the plan was not for her son to be a Democrat.
So you had to break the news.
I had to break the news.
It was sort of like coming out to your parents.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that far, but my dad, Democrat. Mom, not. No.
Okay, there, excellent.
Yeah, split household. And true story, my parents were named Adam and Eve.
Your dad's name is Adam.
Correct.
And your mom's name is Eve.
Correct.
And you begin that by saying true story.
I do.
As if somebody would doubt it.
Correct.
Who would doubt that story? Why would someone call you a liar for that? Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you've been here 2 years. You fought back your diagnosis.
Yes, got cured and decided to run for city council.
It's as if God wanted you on the city council. That's how I look at it. I'm sure that's what you told yourself at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you know.
Honey, wake up! I'm getting messages from God. And then you served on city council. Wait,
yes.
I'm sorry. How did that first campaign go?
It went very well.
Did it? You won your first campaign?
I did. So we have a weird system here in Jersey City called runoffs. So if you don't get 50% in the November election, nobody gets 50%.
Yeah.
The top two candidates go to a runoff a month later.
Okay.
So I actually came in second place in the first round. I was down by 10 points. It was 42-32.
Against who?
A woman named Rebecca Symes.
Okay. Was she the incumbent?
No. The incumbent decided not to run. So it was an open seat.
Okay.
And then I ran. You had a month. I was the big underdog, but I was able to win. 52-47.
Oh, there you go. Well done. And then did you build on that every 2 years?
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
So ran again at 21.
What number did you hit 4 years later?
69.
That's how you do it.
That's right.
How you do it.
That's right.
That's how you do it. Ken, why don't you write down, take some notes?
Oh, I am.
He becomes more popular the longer people get to know him.
Yeah.
That's kind of a change of pace for us here.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of the things back in 2016 when Hillary Clinton lost to Trump.
Okay.
She was struggling in Wisconsin and Michigan toward the end of the campaign, but they didn't send her there. And the theory was that the more the voters saw her, the less they liked her.
Yes.
And didn't send her to the state she was struggling in.
To Jersey?
I don't even remember where they sent her. They didn't send her where they needed to send her.
It sounds like the problem we have are repellent personalities.
Yeah.
It's one of many. It's one of our problems. It's on the list of problems. Yes, that's right, Ken. Gosh, you missed me very much.
I sure did.
Wait, who was in this time slot for the last 3 months?
Jackie.
Okay.
Doing Between the Lines.
What's that about?
We talked about this 3 months ago
before you left.
It was our typography and design program.
Oh, great. Well, we should thank Jackie for keeping
Jackie.
Warm. Yeah, great. She talked about fonts every week?
Not every week, but a lot.
Oh, man, that's a dream come true for me.
People loved her.
I'm sure they did.
No, she had a great laugh and a great personality.
Oh, good personality.
A great manner.
That's almost cheating.
On air.
Yeah. Man, think how well we do with a good personality. What's Jackie? Is she here? Is she nearby? Can she get here? Could she be here within the hour? She sounds amazing. Well, thank you. We should thank her for filling in.
You do it.
Well, she was, you know, it...
No, I have thanked her.
Well, I really do care about the show and this audience, and it sounded like the show was in good hands.
Yeah, she held down the fort.
Who holds down the fort when you're out of town?
I have a lovely wife, Gabby.
No. Who's holding down, who's watching Jersey City?
So
who's watching
I was just away for a little bit. I was just away for a little bit. We had our acting mayor, Ruby Choi.
Yeah, how did she do? She was mayor for a week.
Look, I think by all accounts, she was phenomenal.
People are
second guessing.
Okay.
My role. No, she was wonderful. Ruby's phenomenal.
She's the deputy mayor?
Her formal title is business administrator.
Okay.
Which functionally means she's like the chief operating officer of
Jersey City. She was in the big chair for a week?
She was in the big chair for a week.
Was she literally in your office? Literally?
She was not literally in the office.
No, good.
As far as I know, but
exactly.
I wasn't there.
Now you locked the door.
She may have been there.
I'm sure at 3 a.m. she let herself in and just sat in the chair and twirled around in the chair. Laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruby.
Yes.
Okay, and good. And where were you for a week?
So I had my godson's christening.
Yeah.
And then I got to see my wife's family.
Where are they?
My wife's family is actually in Poland.
Okay.
So we were abroad. We were in Poland.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, that's a good excuse.
Rural Poland. So.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah. For your listeners who are familiar with Kupcha Poland.
Do we have any listeners in Poland?
We do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We do.
You're hallucinating.
We say Dzień dobry to our Polish listeners.
No, we don't. What the hell does that mean? Hit the dumb button. You don't know what that means. This guy has the dirtiest mouth I ever heard. Well, Mr. Mayor, yes. we're just thrilled. And what are... What's taking up most of your time? Well, what took up your time today? Well, your communications kid is with you. Yep. Your lackey, your ward. The kid is here.
He's. I believe he is near 40.
He's with you. He's with you every minute of every day.
Not every minute every day.
I can't imagine you without him. I can't function without him.
It's true.
This is Nathaniel, is his assistant here. And what were you two up to today? What took up your time today?
Well, we actually had very exciting news today. We released the first round of our rent control audit. So in Jersey City, one of the things we found is that a lot of people don't even know they're in a building that is covered by our city's rent control laws. So a bunch of greedy landlords will raise the rent through the roof when they're not allowed to. So we created an online database and a portal where you just literally go on, type your address, and you learn if your building is under
our city's rent control. Can they retroactively roll back any rent increases?
So that's part of the process where if your rent was illegally raised, file what's called an illegal rent petition.
Okay.
The city can, there's a process, but if the city validates your claim, your rent gets rolled back.
And can the,
and one more, you're entitled to sue the landlord consumer fraud and get triple damages.
Can the landlord argue that he had no idea he was, the building was on that roll?
No.
You cannot legally argue ignorance.
Ignorance of the law is not a defense.
That's true. That's true in every case. Okay.
You're asking for a friend, right, Andy?
Asking for a friend.
Well, you don't live in Jersey City, so
no. But I own 18 buildings here, and a damn you to hell for what you did today.
So what is the web address that people can go to check that out?
It's rentcontroljc.
Rentcontrol.jcnj.org.
Rentcontrol.jcnj.org.
Well, there's the number one line slug line on your next platform,
isn't it?
Yeah. When are you up for re-election?
November of 2029.
Okay.
By the way, congratulations on the data center ban.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
They were going to build a data center here.
So they went and were trying to build one in Bayonne.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of industrial land both near Liberty State Park and over by 19.
Yeah.
And we knew that some folks were targeting that because of our proximity to Wall Street.
Yeah.
There's like there's sort of a financial advantageousness to putting the data center so close.
Okay.
So we want to just get in front of it. So we banned them.
For how long?
They're banned until someone have to go and change the law to unban them.
Because a lot of these bans have a clock on.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is not a moratorium. This is a ban.
But what are we going to do about the data center Ken's building in the basement?
It's a great question.
You know. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned it. That was a mistake.
Yeah, can we? We should put the dump button.
Hit the dump button.
Ixnay on the Ada Day enter say.
Hold on, I got to write that down.
Well, Ken is excited about the ban because he thinks he's grandfathered in, so he's stopped. His competitors can't come in now.
Okay.
I'm glad we're talking about the most important issues here in Jersey City.
Right.
I also wanted to ask about another pressing issue. What was the deal with that stolen sailboat?
Oh, I don't know the detail, but the
wait, why
the
don't you fill us in? Some of us,
so
some
yeah,
of us,
fill in the rest of the
some of us don't know or don't care about these stories.
We're busy producing shows for CBS.
Yeah, some of us have a life
and a job.
Exactly.
So a young man, it's like late 20s, I think, stole sailboat, a large yacht out of Jersey City Harbor in Newport, the marina in Newport.
When did this happen?
Just a few blocks away from here.
Did this happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
Were you at the time?
Yeah, good question.
No,
yeah,
not saying.
Good question. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, he stole the sailboat. Yacht, okay.
They tracked him to Newport, Rhode Island.
Wait, I'm just going to hit pause for a second. How do you steal a yacht? Is it like stealing a car?
I don't know.
Do you jump the
the wires?
Do you hot wire the main thing?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, right. You don't know, right? Yeah,
it's a good point that I should have gotten more information on this story.
Well, that's my first question.
Calling up the police chief.
Yeah, tell me the mechanics.
I need the full story.
Did somebody leave the keys in the ignition?
But unfortunately, there's a tragic ending here. So,
oh no! I didn't know. I'm sorry.
It's all good. But no. So the guy, the police approach him in Newport.
Yes.
And he opens fire on them.
Wait. When did this happen?
Like 2 weeks ago, and the police return fire and they kill the man who stole the sailboat.
And what was his story? What did you learn about him?
Just that he was a random guy in his 20s. And like the
you're the mayor that doesn't ask follow-up questions. don't be afraid to ask questions. You're the mayor.
I think he was...
Who wanted to deal with the guy?
He was one of them sailboat thieves.
Was he a hobo? Those hobos will take anything if that's not nailed down.
I do not know. I guess I'm hoping this is a one-off, that this is not a systemic pattern of crime.
Or it's not a gang.
That I need to learn more about. It was a bizarre and perplexing story that.
So now,
made no sense to anyone.
The lesson apparently is now I have to chain up my yacht.
Yes, you do. That you purchased with the proceeds of your 18 buildings.
Yeah,
I
believe he simply untied the yacht and he just paddled it out into the Hudson River.
Yeah, and then what? How do you get to Rhode Island from that? You don't paddle to Rhode Island.
He could have sailed or he could have hot-wired the engine.
Don't know either.
Very easy to hotwire.
Between the two of you, I'm not filling in any blanks. All right, each know half a story.
On a boat, you don't even have to take the dashboard apart. It's open from the bottom. You just pull out the wires.
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay.
Okay.
The mayor did bring the
premise of our little gimmick, our little hook tonight was the mayor was going to ask us trivia questions about Jersey City.
Correct.
And you have prepared, and I mean your young staff.
Correct.
Right. Have prepared, is this Nathaniel? Is this your work, Nathaniel?
Yes.
These questions?
It's a group
effort. Yeah, right. He's not taking any credit. All right. So Nathaniel has prepared a few questions. Some, I was told, are harder than others.
That's right.
Like any other test in the world. Mm-hmm. And you're really, you're going to... I wonder how many you could have answered.
That's a great question.
Yeah, well,
we'll never know.
Well, unless you're an honest man and you could tell us as we go. But here we go. Do you want to begin? And do you want to keep score, Ken? Do you want to actually have a score?
Yeah, there's a bell over there, Andy, if you want to reach over for
what
the bell.
What does the bell, what would the bell mean?
Whoever thinks they have the answer first can hit the bell.
But the bell would sound, look, Ken, that won't work, and I'll tell you why. We're on the radio, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is what it sounds like when I hit the bell.
Okay.
Okay, now, keep that in mind. This is what it sounds like when you hit the bell.
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be...
This is what it sounds like when I hit the bell.
Oh, because you... Okay, it's a different sound. You'll hold it like that. Okay, so listeners at home will know who rang in first. Wait, unless you have a different bell that's half a decimal higher... That I could use.
All right, let's just go. let's just play.
Okay, that's right. Okay, let's just play.
All right.
I'm going to keep score.
All right.
No, and what would be... Okay.
I got it.
Oh, fine.
I got it.
Now, wait, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
What are Ken and I playing for? What's at stake here? What can you offer the winner of this?
The key to the city.
Oh, the key to the city. Is there a key to the city?
There is one we can manufacture.
Yes, go on. Yes.
As a great honor.
Yes, go on. Yes.
Who have done well for Jersey City.
I would love to have the key.
I would love to have the key to the city. Would you offer the key to the city or a copy of the key to the city, a cheap plastic copy of the key to the city, to the winner of this contest?
I can offer
a
beautifully designed proclamation.
Would my name be on the proclamation?
Your name could
and would it say that I'm an expert in all things Jersey City?
That's right.
Jersey City
that
trivia.
You have brought honor and glory to our city.
Wait, not just honor or glory.
Honor
it's honor and glory.
Glory. Yeah.
Woo!
Excited. How about
I am excited.
If we can't get the
is
key
it suitable
the city,
for framing?
Yes.
Would you throw
suitable.
The frame in?
No.
Can we get the password? The password to the city
instead of the key. If you're not offering the key,
I cannot offer on the air. But there is a password to the city hall Wi-Fi, but the Wi-Fi network is extremely slow, so it doesn't really do much.
Wait, okay. Can the winner of this contest? I don't need the key to the city. I just want to see the key to the city. Can you show me the key to the city?
I can show you a key to the city.
Okay, I will come to City Hall. I will receive the proclamation.
Yes,
and you will show me the key to the city.
A key.
You won't let me hold it, I'm guessing.
Oh, if we can't have the key to the city, you know what I would like is that oversized pair of novelty scissors that you use for ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
Can I have the oversized pair of novelty scissors?
You know, that seems like a very reasonable ask.
Yeah. Or do you have a novelty sledgehammer that you use on data centers?
I do not, but that is a great idea.
Yeah,
take
the first swing.
There's just so much good you could do.
Yeah, I'm so glad you stopped by.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What do you need this kid for? We're here for you.
Exactly.
Your new campaign managers.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. So here we go.
Right.
This is for a printed proclamation suitable for framing. The city can't afford the frame.
Correct. We cannot.
Okay. And it's 20 questions, so it's the best out of 20. That's are they right. all worth the same number of points, or the harder ones? Nathaniel, you could just declare.
All the same.
They're all the same?
Yes.
Okay. This is embarrassing. Hold on. There are some bonus questions. All right. I'm blanking on your name.
Ken.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah,
got it. Okay.
I know it's been
Andy
a long time.
It's Andy versus Ken. Okay, here we go.
All righty. Question one.
Yes.
Jackie Robinson broke the professional baseball color barrier right here in Jersey City. It was at what stadium?
Roosevelt Stadium.
Oh, quick, you got it. You got it.
Okay.
I'd I like do to, have multiple choice,
I'd like
but
to
if
guess,
you just know the answer,
I'd like to guess now. Yeah. Roosevelt Stadium.
That's correct.
Okay, so it's one each.
Yes. No.
What?
I got that.
Yeah, no, I got it too.
No, you got it after I said it.
I rang it. All right, fine. One for Ken. Fine.
That's right.
Oh, I really want that proclamation. This is now making me mad. I really want.
We could make a participation proclamation.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, for the second place?
Yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't go near that. That's toilet paper. That's participation award.
All righty. So yeah. Question number two.
Is that what you gave the woman you beat in your first campaign? A participation proclamation?
The equivalent, yeah.
Yeah, the equivalent. All right, let's go.
All righty, question two. Yeah. Which Jersey City company made a product that became the gold standard in classrooms across America? A, Emerson Radio. B, Colgate. C, Dixon Ticonderoga. D, Lorillard.
Wait, in classrooms?
Classrooms.
What does Dixon Ticonderoga make? That would be my guess. Dixon,
you are correct, Andy.
Yeah, okay. Well, just by process of elimination.
They made pencils.
They made number two pencils.
Oh, that was tricky because we're right next to where
you want to hear a funny pencil story that another mayor had to deal with?
I read these
true crime books about from around the country. So there was one city, it was a big city, I can't remember what it was, and they had 100,000 pencils made to give to kids in school that said, Nathan, you should make a note. It said, don't do drugs on the pencil. Right, it printed out, and of course it was vertical down the pencil, but they wrote it backwards on the pencil. So as the kids used the pencil and the pencil got shorter, all the pencils said, do drugs. They just printed it upside down. So that's a mistake that you might want to avoid. Did you like that anecdote, Ken?
Can you tell the pencil story again?
Later, I'm saving it. Yeah, if we're in trouble, I'll tell it again. It's a dilly. All right, here we go,
number three.
Yeah.
These are the easy ones, by the way.
Okay.
Which future superstar decided to become a singer after seeing a show at the Lowe's? A, Frank Sinatra. B, Dean Martin. C, Tony Bennett.
It's Frank.
Wait, I rang in.
That's a tie. It's Frank. They both
have
the same
Frank,
tie.
Yeah.
It's a tie. It's Frank.
Okay, well, I'll give us each a point. Okay. Because Jersey City is...
Now we have a bonus question.
Who did he see at the Lowe's?
This is the bonus question.
Okay, hold on. Wait, I can do this. Wait, don't even give me multiple choice.
There is no multiple choice.
Okay, I can do this. Bing Crosby.
You got it.
Yes, wow. I'm taking it.
Okay. How did you know that?
How did I? Because I'm an adult. How did I know that? I'm an adult that lives in the world. How did I know that? I retain information. How did I know that?
I'm impressed.
You're surprised. You're not impressed.
I'm really surprised.
I know, exactly. Okay, here we go.
All right, next one.
Yes.
Why is the iconic Colgate clock an octagon? A, Colgate was promoting an octagon-shaped soap. B, Jersey City seal.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Nathaniel, you had to sit there and come up with all the wrong options?
That's right.
Okay, well, this is going to be fun. Because I know, I've got Nathaniel's number. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. What are the four possibilities?
So A, A, Colgate was promoting an octagon-shaped soap.
Insane, Nathaniel. Insane.
B, Jersey City seal at the time was the shape of an octagon.
Okay, that makes more sense. Good. Okay, Nathaniel.
C, early toothpaste containers were shaped as octagons.
Oh, it's B. Oh, Jess, you don't even bother.
D, the number 8 was widely considered.
Yeah. It's B. I'm taking the point. It's B.
That's probably right? Andy said B.
It is not B.
Oh, no. I was so confident.
I was going to say D.
It is not D. No.
Okay, good.
It is A.
What is A?
Colgate was promoting an octagon-shaped soap.
Wow. That was the one that you were...
I was mocking you.
You were ridiculing
it. Nathaniel, I owe you an apology.
Okay.
You're not getting it, but I owe you an apology.
Correct.
Hey, that's how you guys should apologize going forward. I owe this man an apology. Never apologize. Just acknowledge that you owe him one.
Yeah, exactly.
And then end the press conference.
That's right.
Yeah, you could learn a lot today.
We have already learned a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
All right, next question.
Okay, ready.
Which Jersey City cemetery stands in as the Soprano family cemetery in HBO Sopranos?
Oh, Harsimus Cove.
You got it.
Oh, for the love of crack.
It's 3-3.
3-3.
I really want that proclamation.
Alrighty.
I
that's
really do.
Every single funeral scene in the Sopranos was shot there,
Harsimus Cove, that's right. Which school, number six, which school sits on the oldest continuously used education site in New Jersey? Is it A, Dickinson High School?
Oh, who the
B,
hell?
PS 11. C, PS 5, or D, St. Peter's Prep?
St. Peter's Prep.
That's your guess? Yeah. Can I take a point off?
We're not subtracting for negative points.
Oh, then you mean now I can take... Okay, so now that we've winnowed it down to three, he's wrong.
Right, that's true. He's okay, wrong.
So now I've winnowed it down to three.
Yes.
Tell me the three again.
Dickinson High School.
Yeah.
PS11. Yeah. PS5.
Okay, I'm looking at Nathaniel. I'm just going to read you like it's a poker game.
That's
okay, Nathaniel. It might be Dickinson High School. It might be PS11. It might be PS5. It's PS5.
11.
Oh, shoot.
No
fine.
It is in Bergen Square.
Yeah.
And it is, I think the oldest continuously used education site in our entire state.
Oh, I should interrupt. No one cares where it is. I should have pointed
that
out.
That's true. Okay. Well, I have another place-based question coming up next.
Okay, got it.
Even more exciting.
Okay, got it.
What McGinley Square Street is...
Oh, for the love of God. Here's a trivia question that begins. What McGinley Square Street?
There's a little history.
Yeah. I live in Madison.
What McGinley Square Street is named for a local Revolutionary War hero? Is it A, Molly Pitcher?
Oh.
B, Cornelia Bergen?
Oh.
C, Jane Tours? Or D, Mary Ludwig?
Well, I know the name Molly Pitcher.
Bergen.
No, it's not Bergen.
Okay, hold on. I'm taking a shot. Hold on. I only know Molly Pitcher. I don't even know what she did. I just know the name. Yeah. I'll take that guess.
It is not Molly Pitcher.
Oh, for the love of God.
It is Jane Tours, who I don't know if it's apocryphal or how verified it is, but the legend is that she identified Benedict Arnold as a traitor.
Oh, really?
And she was the one who overheard him in a bar meeting with his British handlers.
And then
and
she
reported that.
And she narked him out.
She narked him out.
Yeah. Doesn't she know that stitches get... Wait, what is it, Ken?
Snitches get stitches.
That's your campaign motto, isn't it? Snitches get stitches?
It is not.
Oh, it's not? No, oh, okay.
In case you're just tuning in... In case you're just joining us...
How fortunate they would be to just be joining us.
Andy Breckman and I are getting quizzed on Jersey City history by the honorable Jersey City Mayor James Solomon.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And now, but I don't live in Jersey City. What are all these street name questions? Here, I have a question for you. In Madison, New Jersey, which of the four delis carries everything bagels?
I don't know.
All four.
Yeah, it's a trick question. All four. All right.
All right. Yeah. I have another Revolutionary War question.
Oh, good. So that's good. Okay.
What general...
Was there a battle fought here?
There was? Yes, and not just fought here. Fought like 2 feet from where we stand.
I always had that feeling that blood was shed here.
You were correct.
I always had that feeling. Yeah. If you listen to the station, you know exactly what I mean. All right.
So what general led the American forces in the Battle of Paulus Hook?
There was a Battle of Paulus Hook?
There was.
Where I get my ferry to and from the city?
Correct.
Wow.
There was.
Okay, wait. Who won the Battle of Paulus Hook?
We did.
And by we, what does the mayor mean? Oh, okay then. I don't know. I don't know how these Democrats think. Okay.
Well, it must have been Washington.
It was not Washington.
No, it was not Washington. Had been expelled from New York already. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It was 1779. So here are your
Oh, it's late in the war.
Here are your four choices.
Oh, but that means nothing to me.
The Marquise de Lafayette.
These are rebel generals.
These are rebel generals. That's right.
And there was one named Marquise Lafayette.
Or the French guy. He came and helped us.
Remember, the French helped?
I didn't know. Chances are I was fast asleep on the back row of history class.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Marquise de Lafayette.
Yeah.
We have Nathaniel Green.
Oh, wait, that name rings a bell.
We have Benedict Arnold, and we have him.
No, Benedict Arnold by then was already out of the picture.
That's right.
Okay.
Correct. You're correct.
Okay, so now we're down to three.
That's right.
Green, the French guy,
Lafayette,
Green, and what was the last
Harry
one?
Lee.
Who?
Harry Lee.
No, that sounds made up. That sounds like Nathaniel was just too tired to really think.
Andy Green.
Okay, I'm gonna say Green.
It's not Green.
God, Ken, I hate you.
Smart.
The French guy, Ken.
It wasn't the French guy.
Okay,
he already said Washington.
Guessed Washington.
So it was Harry Lee. His nickname is Light Horse Harry Lee, and he is the father of Robert E. Lee.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Father or grandfather?
I think the father.
And the Light Horse Tavern is just a few blocks away.
And Light Horse Tavern is named for him.
Yeah.
And that
oh, no kidding.
So the battle happened at Washington and Grand Streets, where they have that obelisk.
Was it a critical battle late in the war?
I would say critical, but it was a valuable battle. So basically the American forces, there's a British fort there.
Yeah.
And then the Americans basically engaged in a surprise raid, and they took the fort. Captured a bunch of prisoners and guns and spiked the guns, and then they fled.
Wow.
So they basically were able to deliver a nice blow to the British forces here.
And at that time, Polisic was an island surrounded by swampland.
Correct. So they had to ford the swamp, so their muskets didn't work, so they couldn't fire. So they had to bayonet people.
Here's my impression of the mayor. Ooh, I've been elected. I better read a book. I think it's time for me to read a history book. Because it might come up.
Fair.
Now that I'm the mayor.
Fair. All right, the score is still 3-3.
That's right.
It's a tie ball game.
Yeah.
All right, we're at question 9.
Oh, question 9.
How did
3-3. Wait, I really want to win this. Okay, I'm really going to take this seriously. Yes.
How did Exchange Place get its name? So, obviously very close to where we sit. A, it was the site of a colonial era stock exchange. B, it's where the Dutch
stock
traded
exchange
with the Lenape. C, it's where commuters exchanged trains for ferries to get into New York City.
No.
Or D, it housed the city's currency exchange.
Nathaniel, these are all great. All your decoy questions.
He's great.
You are great. You can do. I actually produced a game show once, and it was really a. Wait, let me guess.
I'm going to say C.
Oh, wrong.
He is correct.
No!
He takes the lead.
I was going to say the Lenape thing.
Yeah, no, it's where commuters exchange trains for ferries to get into New York City. And it is the site of my favorite Jersey City history story, which is that in 1861, 4 years before John Wilkes Booth murdered President Lincoln, his brother saved Abraham Lincoln's son from being hit by a train.
Oh, I think I remember that story. Oh, wow.
It's a really
That is ironic. Yeah, it's one of these great historical coincidences. And his brother was also an actor.
Correct.
Is that true?
And that is why Lincoln's son recognized him. Because Lincoln's son was like, you're the famous Shakespearean actor.
Who was more famous? Who's more famous of the two two brothers?
Unfortunately, at the end.
By the end, it was John. That's how. You know, every frustrated actor should make a note. There were other doors. There were other avenues available to you.
No comment. That's it.
Yeah, I once wrote a sketch at Saturday Night Live where it was at Ford Theater. It was after the assassination, and the ticket booth was mobbed by angry theater goers wanting a refund because they only got to see half the play. Yeah, they were just furious. That was my. I don't think that
did
ever
that
got
make,
on. No, it never got on the air.
It didn't get
it
on the air.
It was one of my numerous sketches that never.
There's still time.
Yeah, no, there is not time. That ship has sailed. All right, here we go.
Next question.
Yes.
Boyle's 30 Acres hosted the first sporting event in history to bring in $1 million in ticket sales.
It's a boxing match.
You got it.
Okay.
Good luck.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the question?
That's the question.
Oh, man.
Okay, baby.
And who was boxing?
It was Dempsey versus. Carpentier, I don't know.
If I can get it within 5 years, is that extra credit?
No.
Say yes. Nathaniel, say yes.
I'd be extremely impressed.
I don't care if you're impressed. Is it extra credit?
Sure.
Okay. Within 5 years. Wait, $1 million. Dempsey, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Wait, but the $1 million is the
I
key.
Met Jack Dempsey.
Oh, no one cares. Shut up.
Do
Hold
I
on.
Get extra
no,
credit
No,
for
no,
that?
No. I'm going to say this is, it's probably before World War II. I would say this is 19, within 5 years, 1931.
No.
Oh,
geez. 1921.
Oh, come on. Nathaniel, give me that. Oh, why did I say 5 years? Okay, here we go.
All righty.
Yes.
Next. This is a tough one. Who was the original benefactor of the Jersey City Free Public Library? Andrew Carnegie, Frank Haig, Leonard Gordon, or the Colgate family?
Great question. Great question, Nathaniel. We could use Nathaniel around here.
I'm going to say
program
I'm going to say Haig.
It was not Haig.
Okay.
It's down to three again.
Okay, we're down to three. Give me it. Okay. Wait, benefactor, you think Carnegie. Okay, go ahead. What are they?
So, Andrew Carnegie, Leonard Gordon.
Don't know him.
The Colgate family.
Colgate sounds too easy. Okay, I'm going to say Carnegie.
It was Leonard Gordon.
Who the hell is Leonard Gordon?
Yeah, we named a park for him in Jersey City.
Who the hell is he?
He was an early benefactor of Jersey City.
Where did he make his money? Nathaniel.
We don't know.
Well, we know it wasn't toothpaste because he would have, right? Because that's the Colgate. I had that covered.
Yes.
By the way, if I had a toothpaste company like Colgate, you know what I would do to make $1 billion more per year? I'd make the hole at the end of the tube a little bigger. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. People would use more toothpaste every time they brush.
Oh my God!
They'd be buying more tubes.
You're
instead
a genius.
Instead of every 7 weeks, every 5 weeks.
Not a big clock.
What?
Not a big clock.
What? Oh yeah, not an octagonal. What is it? The 8-sided clock? Yeah. No, I wouldn't waste my money on the big clock. I'd save money there too. I hope they're listening. If Colgate, the family of Colgate, is still listening.
So this is one of my favorites.
Wait, hold on. Did I get another point along the way? No.
It's four to four.
Deadlocked.
This is crazy. What number are we on?
I'm going to go to 13 here.
Okay, and how many are there? How many 20, questions?
But there are a couple bonus questions.
Hold on, wait. So there are 20 questions, and we're on number 13.
Yes.
How many are left? Hold on.
Seven left?
Seven.
But you got bonus questions, too. And I have another one I just thought of.
I'm really nervous. I really want that proclamation.
Okay.
Can I go to City Hall and get it?
Yes, of course.
Nathaniel, will you take a picture?
Yes.
Will you post the picture on the official website?
100%.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, I really want this.
Okay. So this is actually one of my favorite Jersey City history questions.
Yes.
So
what is the first Jersey City mayor to curse live on the air during a live radio show? It was you. We've done the research.
All right. So this one is Mayor Thomas Gangemi was forced to resign in 1963, but not for corruption. What was the reason? A, he'd never resigned a federal post that he still had.
Held. Oh, okay, so it's like bigamy.
Yeah.
Okay.
B, he didn't live in Jersey City.
Yeah.
C, he wasn't a U.S. citizen.
Or
D, he was still a registered voter in New York City. Do you want me to read those out? Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'm going to say A.
It is not A. It was not bigamy.
Okay, go ahead. Give Ken the three.
You got your three. So it's he didn't actually live in Jersey City. He wasn't a U.S. citizen, or he was still a registered voter in New York City.
I'm going to say he wasn't a U.S. citizen.
Correct.
All right.
Right, because it would have been a campaign issue if you didn't live in Jersey City. It wouldn't have been a surprise.
Now, bonus question.
How did you get past that?
Bonus question.
Oh, you lived here.
I guess.
Okay.
But bonus question, where was he a citizen of? Of what country?
Oh, great question. Does nobody care?
Gangemi. I don't know.
Oh, Gangemi, Italy.
Correct. Yeah. Italy.
Wait, I said it.
You got that first.
We said it at the same time.
Nathaniel, you're our judge.
It's you.
It's me. It's Andy. I'll take it.
5-5.
5-5.
Oh, I can't stand this. I'm really nervous. Why does this mean so much to me? Is my life so empty that this means so much?
Alrighty.
Oh,
next question.
Yeah.
Which pro baseball team played part of two seasons at Roosevelt Stadium while angling for a new stadium deal that never happened? Was it A, the New York Giants, B, the Boston Braves, C, the Brooklyn Dodgers, or D, the New York Yankees?
Great question. Oh, wait. Okay. No, the key is to this question that the deal never happened. You gave us too much information. We know the Yankees got their deal. We know the Giants had to be because they left town.
It was not the Giants.
Oh, come on.
You were thinking the right thing, but you moved too quick.
Oh, my brain moved too quick.
Boston.
It was not Boston.
Okay, thank God.
Who was the other New York baseball team that fled? The Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers, of course. Oh.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, of course. I should have thought it through.
Oh, I mean, both the Giants and the Dodgers, you know, left New York.
Okay, right. I didn't know the Dodgers were negotiating and then called somebody's bluff.
They did.
Oh, wow.
And then they moved to L.A.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And now they're the supervillain team of baseball.
Yeah, they are. Wait, what year was that? Was that the 70s?
No, I think it was the 50s.
Oh, the 50s. Oh, okay. 50s,
yeah.
Okay, great question. Nathaniel, right. Good job. Don't lose him.
Next one, I won't.
Yeah.
Now, next one,
you're going to have to give him a raise.
What's on the site of Roosevelt Stadium now?
Society Hill. So it's
a residential neighborhood?
It's a residential neighborhood.
Are they rent controlled?
They are not.
They're not on the list?
They're not on the list.
Okay.
They're mostly homeowners at Society Hill.
So you're like Santa Claus with your naughty list, aren't you? aren't you, with all the landlords sweating it out? Are we on the naughty list?
There are some really awful landlords in Jersey City.
Yeah.
They should be afraid. They're not doing good stuff.
Afraid of you. Okay.
All right, this is a music question, so hopefully great for WFMU.
No. You haven't listened to our station.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, which...
Cool and the Gang.
Which... good, nope.
Buffy St. Marie.
Great guesses. But no. Which jazz-era standard recorded by Ella Fitzgerald...
Oh, there we go.
...name checks Journal Square? Was it A, Tuxedo Junction, B, Take the A Train, C, the Jersey Bounce, or D, the Journal Square Stop?
It's B. Wait, what was B?
So it's A, Tuxedo Junction, B, Take the A Train, C, the Jersey Bounce,
I'll say B.
It was not B.
Okay, I won't say anything else.
Well, it can't be. What was the last one?
The Journal Square Stomp.
Journal Square Stomp.
Yeah, Nathaniel was tired.
Not that one. So what are the other two?
A is Tuxedo Junction, and C is the Jersey Bounce.
Tuxedo Junction.
No, it's the Jersey Bounce.
Oh, thank God. I dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, is there a official Jersey City song?
There's not, as far as I know.
I have a nominee.
I have a nominee. What's yours, Ken?
It's called Jersey City.
Who sings it?
Bobby Long.
Can we hear a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, play a little bit.
Well, you want to hear it right now?
And then we can play a little bit of my nominee, and you can decide.
On the air.
Okay. This is called Jersey City.
Yep.
You know I love you, baby. I really hate to go, but it makes me feel real nervous when I have my whistle blow. I've got to ride. I've got to ride.
Where's he got to ride to, Ken?
You're never going to guess.
Jersey City, I'm on my way.
Hey, that's great. Have you heard that song?
I have not.
What year is this, Ken?
1960.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great. Now, will you hear my nominee? And then you guys can decide. Okay, play Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys. if you're going to have an official song, why not have it be a great song? Okay, why not?
It doesn't.
Why not have it be a classic? So what? It doesn't mention it.
It doesn't mention Jersey.
There's a woman named Rhonda. There's a woman named Rhonda that lives just four blocks from here.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. She broke like three guys' hearts in college. Go ahead. Help Me Rhonda.
No, I'm not playing Help Me Rhonda.
Okay. You'll decide.
Back to the quiz, Mayor James Solomon.
But wait, that Jersey City is great.
That's a great song.
Okay, yeah. Wait. If the mayor wanted to use that in his next campaign and he needed to get the rights to it, who would he call? Bobby Long might not be around anymore.
It looks like the publishing company is Kelly Owens Production.
Look at a picture of Bobby Long's mayor. Okay, keep your eye out for that guy. And if you see him, tell him how much you love his song.
I will.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Actually, it might be out of copyright because the single came out in 1960. So it might be up for grabs.
Wait, isn't it 70 years? Wait, how many years?
No, for a 45 RPM record, it's different.
It's up for grabs.
It might be up for grabs.
We want this on your website.
If it never came out on a compilation and it hasn't been reissued since, then it would be up for grabs.
See, he told his girl, he can't stay there. He's got to ride. He's got to ride to Jersey City. See, that's the story of the song.
It is.
What was happening in Jersey City there?
Great things.
Yeah, I think he was avoiding a subpoena, and that's why he had to leave. That's why he had to ride. Yeah. 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 Jersey City was out of their jurisdiction. That's my guess. That's the backstory.
We have 15 minutes to go.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this is very exciting.
All righty.
Okay.
Which former vice president of the United States lived in Jersey City?
Oh, great question.
Was it A, Garrett Hobart?
A trick question. He was never a vice president.
B, Aaron Burr.
No, never
C,
a vice president.
Levi Morton.
No, you're making these names up.
Or D, John C. Calhoun.
What the hell? Well, Aaron Burr, we know, spent a little time in Jersey City when he was dueling.
Well,
right?
he got killed in Weehawken.
Well, he killed someone.
Oh, he killed someone. Oh, right, yeah. He killed Hamilton.
He killed Hamilton. Yeah. Ken didn't stay for the end of the play.
He didn't. Apparently.
He wanted to get out of the parking lot before
the
crowd.
Not a Lin-Manuel Miranda fan, apparently.
Ken couldn't understand the casting of that play. Aaron Burr. Wait, but Aaron Burr, we know, was right across the river. And that's a name. Did he live in Jersey City?
Yeah, they traveled to Weehawken to have the duel.
Yeah, but they only went there because dueling was legal in Jersey.
Right.
Hey, have you changed that law? I recommend changing that law. Yeah, that should be on the top. Before you get into this rent control stuff, maybe that should be a priority. So put an end to the dueling.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to say A.
A. Garrett Hobart. No.
No, I'm going to say Aaron Burr.
You're correct.
There it is.
Oh.
So he lived here in the 1930s while writing his memoirs.
Aaron Burr?
Aaron Burr.
No.
Yes.
Aaron Burr, 1930.
Sorry,
1830.
Oh, okay, 1930. Yeah, he didn't. Sorry. Yes, correct. Yeah. Not the 1930s. Yeah. He was not.
The memoirs are very short because he was 213 years old. Okay.
All righty.
Aaron Burr. Oh, you know what I should do now? Mm-hmm. Strategically?
Mm-hmm. Stall.
Stall.
Yes.
And then the show will end. And I will I need 15 minutes. I just have to stall.
Next question.
Wait, I have a story to tell. What story can I tell? Did I tell about the pencils that don't do drugs?
You did the pencils.
Have I told
story.
That one?
Yes.
Shoot. I was saving that. Okay, go ahead. Another question.
All righty. Which legendary urban planner was married in Jersey City?
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up with your left. Oh, Nathaniel, this makes me mad at you.
I will. Thank you. A, Frederick Law Olmsted.
What the hell are you talking about?
B, Jane Jacobs. See, another Frenchman.
These are all legendary urban planners.
I've heard of both of
you
them.
You have not.
D. Robert Moses.
Oh, Robert Moses. Ding. I'll say Robert Moses.
He is correct.
Of course. What?
You're correct.
Yes, of course. Well, why else would you build a question
What did Moses do in Jersey City?
Doesn't matter.
He got married. He didn't build anything here, thankfully.
Ken got to page 12 of the big book.
You're not Jersey City residents, but...
Yeah.
But if... Do you want to guess what church he was married at?
I want to guess what page of that... What was the name of the biography of Robert
Moses? Robert Caro.
The Power Broker.
The Power Broker. Can I guess what page you got to before you stopped reading? May I guess? 150. What page did you get to, Ken?
I read the whole damn
thing. Yeah, right. Here's an interesting little trivia question. Little trivia note.
Yeah.
No one's ever finished that book.
Audio book, Nathaniel. What's crazy is the author, Robert Caro.
Yeah.
Then he did the Robert Moses book, massive.
Sure.
Then he went and did Johnson.
He's still doing Johnson.
Like, it's like eight volumes.
He's not done.
He's not done. It's like eight.
We should all stop and thank God we're not married to that man. Can you imagine being married to him? All right. Yeah, honey. Yeah, honey. Are you near done? Yes, I'm almost done.
Yes,
honey. It's been 85 years. Right. I'm almost done.
I'm gonna go off the board.
Wait a minute. Do you agree? I'm ahead by
7-5.
Oh, I'm getting my proclamation.
I'm going off the board.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I'm asking a new question.
You're calling it audible.
That wasn't written by Nathaniel.
Oh yeah. Good luck. Good luck with this, Mayor. Okay. You've gotten into trouble before going rogue. Remember that press conference?
That's right.
When you went rogue?
That's right.
Yeah.
So the wife of Jersey City Mayor Cucci was murdered.
Wait, what?
This is true.
Wait. When was Cucci mayor?
In the 80s.
Okay, so I didn't know that. The wife was murdered?
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah, let me finish the question.
While he was in office?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. So the wife of Jersey City Mayor Cucci. Tony Cucci was murdered while on a visit with her husband to a sister city in a terrorist bombing.
Wow.
Which city did it occur? A, Manila in the Philippines.
Manila would be the sister city of Jersey City? If this is true.
Hold on. I got to give you my four choices.
True. Okay.
B, it was in Cusco, Peru. C.
Were there a lot of bombings in Cusco? The 80s.
C.
Yeah.
Rome, Italy. Or
no, Rome, Italy can't be the sister city.
Or D, Cairo, Egypt.
Cairo, Egypt is a city. No, there's not. Is there an Egyptian population here? There is.
Yeah,
I'm going to say Shining Path Gorillas, Peru.
You're correct.
Oh no.
Yes.
Okay. Well done.
Yeah. So they were on the train from Cusco to Machu Picchu, and the Shining Path Gorillas bombed the train.
Oh no kidding.
And the wives of the two mayors died, but the two mayors survived.
Wow. Were they in a different car?
I don't think so. No.
And they were targeted.
Yeah, because
they were
the mayor of Cusco, and I think the mayor of Cusco was
the target. But they got the mayor's wife.
But they got both wives. Yeah.
And
is Cusco still Jersey City's sister city?
It is. We have like a list of these. Like they never expire.
Yeah.
Right. It's like once you're the we don't really have an ongoing relationship with
Cusco. When will you be visiting Cusco, Peru, Mr. Mayor?
I would.
Yeah. And will you be avoiding the train? You'll be on the bus, won't you?
I mean, I feel like the omens are not good for visiting sister cities as the mayor, so I'm just going to avoid that.
Yeah.
How
would you invite your wife on that trip?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a tough one, too. Yeah.
Correct. One sister city we have a good active relationship with is General Santos in the Philippines.
Okay.
It is the home to Manny Pacquiao, the boxer, and major tuna producer.
Do you mean a city? Oh, I didn't know that either. Yeah. Do you mean a city could have multiple sister cities?
Every city has multiple sister cities.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And was every city on that list a sister city?
No. Okay. But we do have a very large Filipino population, and we have a very large Egyptian population.
And how did you do with those populations in your last election?
Reasonably well.
Okay. Reasonably well.
And Manny Pacquiao, he's a big name.
He is a big name. Alrighty, next one.
Okay, so Ken. Okay, even though you were improvising there reservation,
yeah.
he got it right.
7-6.
You're giving him the point.
I am.
Yep, 7-6.
So Jersey City hosted the world's first public television broadcast.
True.
True. Where?
Can I take the point?
No, you cannot. Where? Did it happen in A, Lowe's Theater? B, the Roosevelt?
Wait, I'm sorry. Just go back. The world's first?
Public television broadcast.
Oh, and they're proud of this?
We are.
Are you? Really?
We.
I thought it would be to our everlasting shame.
Dude, the mayor
Jersey
just read
City
a book
hosted the first
is,
PBS.
Is, love
okay.
This. They didn't have to. We didn't have to read.
What hath God wrought? What have you over? It's like inventing Frankenstein.
All right.
The first public broadcast.
Alrighty. All right. Our choices here are A, yeah. the Lowe's Theater.
The Lowe's Theater, B, the first public broadcast.
B,
yes.
Roosevelt Stadium.
Oh, no, stadium,
C,
no.
the Lincoln Lodge in Lincoln Park.
No, that
or
doesn't
Or D, change. The Journal Square Path Terminal.
Path Terminal?
So you got Lowe's Stadium, well, Lowe's Theater,
well,
Roosevelt
it's a theater.
Stadium.
A theater is built for audio.
Lincoln Lodge
no.
or Journal Square. Yes.
I'll say the theater.
It was not the theater.
Oh, for the love of crap.
I'm going to say the PATH station.
It was not the PATH station.
Thank God.
It was the Lincoln Lodge in Lincoln Park.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was this?
April 7th, 1930.
Okay. Does it say
1930?
Why?
1930. Wow.
Does it say why they did it? No. No one knows why.
No. Yeah,
it's fine.
A mystery.
Was that one
mystery.
Of those New Deal deals? Was that a Roosevelt deal?
It was before
Before the New Deal, yeah.
Yeah, it was whatever.
It was the guy
before. Who's the guy before Roosevelt?
Big Bird.
Yeah, Big Bird, yeah. Yeah. Go, all right. Go, Nathaniel, go. Google this. Okay. Nathaniel, go.
These
Harding, yeah.
These last two are extremely tough.
Wait. These are the last two?
I got two more.
And I'm up by one.
Correct.
Oh, wait. So hold on. If I nail this next one,
yeah.
he can't catch
That's
me.
Correct. There's no more bonus questions either.
Okay. Wait, I got to get my head into this.
Okay, yeah.
Get my head into the, I don't know what to do to get my head into it. I got to clear my head. Clearing my head often takes about 4 minutes. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, we don't have 4 minutes.
You've
have,
never seen it, actually, Ken. I've never done it for you.
We have 7 minutes.
Okay, we have 7 minutes. All right, ready for the penultimate question.
That's right. Which Jersey City company helped the Union win naval supremacy in the Civil War? Was it A, Colgate Company?
You and your Colgate Company. Nathaniel, you're just obsessed with it.
Yeah. It's a very, very hygiene-focused man.
Yeah, and their octagon soap.
All right, A, Colgate. B, Joseph Dixon Crucible.
Yeah.
C, Zeno Secor and Company.
What the hell does that
or
mean?
Or D, Lorillard Tobacco.
A tobacco company here, that doesn't ring true. He wouldn't go Colgate multiple times in the same quiz. Okay, read me B and C again.
B is Joseph Dixon Crucible, and C is Zeno Secor and Company.
I'm going to say Dixon Crucible.
It was not Dixon
yes!
Crucible.
Yes! Okay, hold on. Wait, what was C again?
C is Zeno Secor and Company.
Okay. At Jersey City, could it be a tobacco company? Could it be? I just assumed they were all
what,
in the
C,
south.
C
south
is
of the Mason-Dixon line. Hold on. You can't talk, Ken. You're out of this. Mr. Mayor, tell him to shut up. Okay. The mayor told you to shut up.
By executive order.
Yeah, by executive order. Okay. Colgate, it's just Nathaniel being tired and lazy. Okay. Okay. Not the tobacco. We know it's not B. What was C again?
C is Zeno Secor and Company.
Okay, I'm going to say C.
You're correct.
Yes! That's it.
Victory.
What did they make?
It doesn't matter.
They made ironclads.
Yeah, they made ironclads.
The
Tell
ship.
Them what
oh,
ironclads
the
are.
Monitor and the Merrimack.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they built one called the USS Weehawken, which captured a Confederate ironclad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Well, all that matters is I'm coming to
City Hall.
Where's City Hall?
literally just down the street.
What hours are you open?
Generally eight to four, but
I can't make it then.
you're gonna be here tomorrow, Andy.
We will.
Will you have it ready by tomorrow?
We will not have it ready by tomorrow.
How long will it take you to Xerox off some chintzy proclamation off the internet?
It's about a 48-hour process.
Am I going to get a proclamation?
Yes.
And what will it say again?
You've delivered honor and glory to Jersey City.
And will it make me an honorary citizen?
Sure.
Does that give me voting privileges?
No.
Fine. Honorary. Okay. And I'm going to get a frame. Would you put that up, Ken, here at the studio?
I would, yeah.
Look at that.
I'm not giving it to you.
Going to go to a place of honor.
Especially place if it honor. Says that I did not add honor and glory.
Oh, can you mention that, Ken, that I beat Ken?
Yes,
would you do that? Can you say, as in sharp contrast to Ken Friedman? Yes. Okay, who embarrassed himself and the citizenry of Jersey City.
That's
fantastic.
That's
I look forward to that. Nathaniel, you'll write that up.
Yes.
Yeah, take care of that, son. Okay. Yeah.
Well, right. Our guest this hour has been Mayor James Solomon of Jersey City and Nathaniel, the communications director. And Nathaniel, has anybody told you what a ringer you are for George Stephanopoulos? I can't be the first person to say
it's the
that.
Hair.
It's the hair.
The hair.
Yeah.
I've not gotten that before.
Oh, you haven't?
Nathaniel, wow. what is your wait, let's grab the mic for a minute. Say hello. You want a shout out? Are you a married man?
I have a domestic partner.
And okay, do you want to shout out to your partner?
Hi, Renee. Hello.
Hi, Renee. We all love Renee.
Yeah, we all love
Renee. For different reasons.
We all love Renee. Let's
just okay. And Nathaniel, what is your background? How did you find yourself sitting next to the mayor?
I actually know the mayor's wife, and she recruited me over to do the communications job for Jersey
okay.
City.
Oh, perfect. Yep. Oh, that's great. And how it was circa what year? When did you start?
December of last year.
And do you have political ambitions of your own? You can't
absolutely
say.
Not.
Yeah,
absolutely
you. Of course,
not.
You can't say. But your uneasy lies ahead.
I like writing.
Where's the crown? Do you?
Yeah.
Well, the questions were great, and Mr. Mayor, you were a delight, and I hope I know you regret coming, but I hope you don't regret it too much.
It was a joy. So thank you.
It was
Andy
not a
Ken
joy. You liar. And then. Can't throw the word joy around that loosely.
What can we do to make Jersey City by Bobby Long the official song?
Play some more of it.
I think it's a great song.
It
I
is.
Do too.
There's we can work on this.
Okay.
What would be
try.
Involved in that? That would be some kind of proclamation or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That would be great. Yeah.
It really is the best Jersey City song we've come across.
But it's not the only Jersey City song that mentions Jersey City. Right. Ella Fitzgerald famously sang one.
That's right.
Although I already forgot what it is.
Jersey Bounce.
Oh, the Jersey Bounce.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is the first song we played from this studio when we moved here from East Orange.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
And Ken, you're not here next week, but we do have a new show next week.
Yeah, we're recording three shows tomorrow.
Okay, so,
next 3 weeks.
Because I'm taking another vacation.
Yeah, why do you need vacation so bad?
My favorite thing is getting away from here. It turns out my favorite thing in the world to do.
No, I guess you're very stressed out from your time in Montreal.
I worked for a living. It was a stressful job. It was a stressful summer. But we'll see you. We won't see you live, but we'll be here next week.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming here on WFMU.
I won't be gone for long. Don't you worry your little head. I won't do nothing wrong. They say the town is jumping and there's money to be found. That's my only reason, baby. I've got to put you down. I've got to ride. Woo! I've got to ride. Woo! Jersey City, I'm on my way.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why.
Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
This lonely road that I must roam, this lonesome road that I call home, I'm hitchhiking to looking for love to ease my pain.
in the morning. Oh, listen to the falling rain. listen to it pour. And with every drop of rain, you know I love you more. Let it rain all night long. Let my love for you grow strong. As long as we're together, who cares about the weather? Listen to the falling rain. Listen to it fall. And with every drop of rain, you know I hear you call. Call my name right out loud. I can hear you above the clouds. And I'm here among the puddles. You and I together huddle. Listen to the falling rain. Listen, listen to the rain, listen to the falling rain, listen. So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this.